This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Brazil have agreed to raise bilateral trade to $20 billion over the next 5 years. Speaking at a joint press statement alongside Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia, Mr. Modi said, "This target is not difficult to achieve if two countries work together like one team."
आज की चर्चाओं में हमने हर क्षेत्र में सहयोग को सुदृढ़ करने पर बात की. हमने आने वाले 5 वर्षों में द्विपक्षीय व्यापार को $20 billion तक ले जाने का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है.
Prime Minister said, "We want India-Brazil relations to be as colorful as carnival, as passionate as football." He said that both sides will also work to expand the India-Mercosur Preferential Trade Agreement, PTA. Mr. Modi said, "India and Brazil will work to expand cooperation in trade, clean energy, defense, artificial intelligence, and digital public infrastructure."
हम एकमत है कि सभी विवादों का समाधान डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से होना चाहिए. आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई पर हमारी सोच समान है. जीरो टॉलरेंस एंड जीरो डबल स्टैंडर्ड्स. हमारा स्पष्ट मत है कि आतंकवाद पर दोहरे मापदंडों का कोई स्थान नहीं है. हम आतंकवाद और आतंकवाद के समर्थकों का कठोर विरोध करते हैं. हम अपने रक्षा उद्योगों को आपस में जोड़ने के प्रयास जारी रखेंगे. आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस और सुपर कंप्यूटर में हमारा सहयोग बढ़ रहा है. यह समावेशी विकास और ह्यूमन सेंट्रिक इनोवेशन की हमारी एक जैसी सोच का प्रमाण है. ब्राजील में
Brazil conferred its highest honor, Grand Collar of the National Order of the Southern Cross, on Prime Minister Modi. He thanked, expressed his gratitude for being conferred with Brazil's highest national honor. Secretary East and Minister of External Affairs P. Kumaran has said that during the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, both leaders acknowledged the importance of the agriculture sector and its significant contribution to the economies on both sides. Briefing media in Brasilia, Mr. Kumaran said the Prime Minister proposed enhanced collaboration in sharing knowledge, best practices and technology transfer in various areas. In the final leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Windhoek in Namibia today at the invitation of Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa. This will be the first visit of PM Modi to the country and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia, which is coming after nearly 3 decades. On arrival, PM will be accorded a ceremonial welcome, which will be followed by the delegation-level talks between the two countries to deepen the economic partnership. Several MOUs on expanding cooperation in various critical areas, such as energy security, health and pharma, are expected to be exchanged between the two countries. During the visit, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be conferred the highest civilian award of Namibia. The PM will also pay homage to the founding father of first president of Namibia, late Dr. Sam Nujoma. Later in the day, Mr. Modi is scheduled to deliver an address at the Parliament of Namibia. Delhi Cabinet has approved over 900 crore rupees for smart classrooms in Delhi government schools. It has also approved implementation of National Education Policy 2020 in the national capital. The decisions were taken yesterday in the 10th Cabinet meeting chaired by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. Briefing media in New Delhi, Education Minister Ashish Sood unveiled a comprehensive digital classroom expansion plan. Rishabh Yadav and Jyoti Surekha Venam led India's strong show in the compound qualification rounds, helping the country grab the top seedings in both individual and team events at the fourth and final stage of the Archery World Cup at Madrid in Spain yesterday. 22-year-old Rishabh Yadav claimed the top spot in the men's compound qualifying round with a score of 716 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.